This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geekswell. This is Brian speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Shirley calling from XBO Customer Care. I'm having a small issue with a work order, if you could assist me, please.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the FMS number?
I do. It is 747-581-84.
All right, give me one moment while this loads.
Sure.
Can you verify the client's name and address, please?
Sure. Ron Gribble, and he lives at 3078 Big Timber Loop in Lewis Center.
Thank you so much for that verification. What can I do for you today?
Sure. I don't know. I'm not sure if this is a habit, but basically, we had contacted DOD. This was last month, and this is the third order that I've seen with this issue. We spoke with Linda, whoever I spoke with her, and we were provided with a breeze code, and now this breeze code doesn't exist anymore. The additional service got denied, but we have recording that we did call and spoke with that individual, and now it's being denied because it doesn't exist. So I'm trying to call to get an actual breeze code so this additional service can be covered.
Do you know, I mean, I can try to find that original one. Do you know who you spoke with?
Yeah, it was Lydia. All three times, it was Lydia. L-I-D-I-A. Like, I don't know if the system's, like, booting out the breeze code after she puts it in. Or, you know, I don't know what's up, but maybe she needs to do, like, an update on her system or something. And I can give you the original breeze code that we got from her.
I can try to, I'll give you a new one, but I can try to search for it after I give you that new one. Just, let's see, what day was this for and what service?
So this was on 01/14/2022, and I'm showing this was for a corrected SKU. So the electric range SKU was wrong, and we put in for the right one. I can give you the right SKU.
So that's for the driver, Justin Lopez?
Actually, I don't know what his name is. Let me see. I believe so. Yeah, that might have been the person that called in.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to say that she's making them up because I feel like that would be kind of hard to do. But,
yeah.
You know, maybe her system's booting them out. I don't know. Because our system was doing that like a year ago or something where it was just throwing notes out of the system. So maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
And what's the correct SKU?
So it is 535-7598.
All right, I have that case number for you whenever you're ready, and the breeze code.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be 281. Give me 1 second. 404. 728.
Okay, so it was 281-44-728.
404-728. 404.
And the original one that I had was two
Here, give me one
seven.
second.
Oh yeah.
I'll check that in a moment. Right, 2-7.
2-7-8, and then 6-1-1-7-2-2. And see, this one was put in by like a supervisor in house, so yeah. And so like I know, like I don't mean to be rude or anything, but like I know we wouldn't have done that if we didn't get that breach code, you know what I mean?
So
So
that didn't it didn't even show up in my system. I couldn't even find a breeze case with that breeze code.
All right, well, I'm just making sure that I let y'all know. I don't know if you're a supervisor or something, but we're notifying our team so that way they can do the upper level emailing thing. But, you know, like it's kind of useless for us if we get, you know, fake breeze codes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of
So,
course.
please notate that on your end, and then I'll get it updated on mine. And this was covering for the SKU.
That is correct. Alrighty, I'll take care of it.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your help, Brian.
No problem at all, and I hope you have an awesome night, and thank you for calling Large Product Fulfillment.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye-bye.